If it has a throttle,
they'll feature it.
This is
our auto expert.
Pal, I look forward to this part of every single show because our not so much of a virgin anymore, but used to be a virgin driver, Automatic Andy, gives us his opinion of cars.
I think I'd still, using that unit of measurement, I think I'd still be in like, I'm just now in the ninth grade. I'm figuring things out.
Wait. I'm not even going to go there.
There's like seven jokes.
Let's just leave it there.
Yeah. Make your own.
All right, Andy, you've been driving something. Why don't you refresh us?
Guys, if you're playing along with the Automatic Andy car bingo, then you get on the B47 today for the 2023 Toyota Venza. However, it was not just the base model Venza. We had the Nightshade Edition. So, Nick, the Toyota Venza was one of those cars that makes me wish I had another body so I could drive another one. Have you ever had that experience? Like, have you just wanted...
An out-of-body experience where I need to drive a car a second time?
Yeah, well, it's just so fun that you wish you were born again.
I almost think the Venza should have been a Lexus, but that's a whole different...
Oh, that's a whole nother hot take. Nick, it was a hoot, Nick. Pure fun, Nick. And it was also, it was fairly economical. I did not put a lot of gas into it because I didn't need to. So this starts at 35 and some change. So start looking in the couch cushions. It's not that bad. But it can get a little spendy, especially when you start adding in leather and like licorice holder and things like that. So, ladies and gentlemen, today we present to you the Toyota Venza. It's a contender in the super-duper ultra-competitive midsize two-row SUV class. This remarkable vehicle offers a fusion of power, efficiency, and luxurious features that will leave you in awe. So, these are some of my favorite things about the car. It's powerful and fuel-efficient hybrid powertrain. That's what I like a lot about it. The Venza has a standard hybrid powertrain sharing its remarkable 2.5 liter. It's a four banger engine and three electric motors, not one, not two, about three, with the renowned RAV4 hybrid. So not only does this provide the Venza with standard all-wheel drive, but it also delivers exceptional fuel economy that surpasses EPA ratings of the V6 powered rivals like the Passport and the Nissan Murano. I don't even know they made the Muranos anymore. Good job, Nissan.
I thought they didn't, but apparently they still do because that's the big sister or the big brother of the Aria, which is their electric vehicle.
They should just adopt out the Murano.
Well, you mean give it to some other car company?
Yeah, they should give it to Fiat and see what they can do with it. Prepare, Nick, you need to prepare to go the distance without compromising on performance or efficiency. So there's a lot of cool features and elegance in this Venza. When I stepped inside the cabin, I discovered a whole new world of sophistication and innovation. The Venza raises the bars with its optional panoramic sunroof. We had one made from electrochromic glass.
Oh, thank God you got that out.
That's a big sentence. I don't even know what that means because it just looked like glass, but there's some electros and some chrome in it. Imagine being able to transform the transparent. Oh, that's what it is. So it's when you can touch the button and it gives you privacy on the sunroof. That is, Nick, hold on. Side note, stop the tape. That is single-handedly, in my opinion, the dumbest add-on to a car. Why do you need privacy from the top?
The sun. You want to be private from the sun so it doesn't burn your bald head.
Is that what it does? Yeah. Please tell me that's what it does. Because yeah, if it didn't block the sun...
It does.
Okay, but then why... Oh my gosh, I hate people sometimes. Toyota, I love you, but this is single-handedly the dumbest. There is another car that does the frost... Like, you know, the bathroom...
They're all doing it now.
And you turn the key... Like, have you seen those bathrooms?
It's not really privacy. It's just to darken it so the sun doesn't come in.
Then don't order
you have a little baby in the back and you want, sometimes it's not, it's in there and sometimes it isn't. Sometimes you want sun on your head and sometimes you want the baby in the back.
No, Nick. No babies. It's a dumb invention. There's a lot of things that we could have done
this
with
from
that
some
effort.
Guy who doesn't have kids.
I don't have kids, and there's a really good reason.
Yeah, there's not just one. No, there's many good reasons you don't have kids.
You got to use your toes because there's so many reasons why I shouldn't have a child.
You got 2 minutes. Come on.
Okay, so the car's cool, but that part really irked me. Wireless CarPlay was in effect, so bonus points. I sat in it, and it was really comfy. It needs cooler seats. Like, not cooler as in cool. Oh, that's a cool seat. Like
temperature.
The temperature.
Cooled seat.
I want a cold butt when I'm singing Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
I can only hit certain pitches if my butt's warm, and I have to get it cold. So, Nick, do you think I'm going to give it the stamp?
I do.
Yeah, I'll give it, but just normal mail. This does not warrant overnight. This doesn't warrant a USPS 911 call. Like, it gets there when it gets there because it's busy making the frosted tips of the beginning of the car. I think, I'm telling you, I'm going to die on that hill. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in a car. And I want to have a personal word with every car manufacturer that's done that, who their R&D team was like, yeah, let's make frosted tips on the top of the car.
Do you know they can't sell them without the regular roof? Everybody wants it with that.
But you're
so it's you against America, buddy.
Bring it on.
All right.
Nick, but you're
America. Automatic Andy's phone number is 503.
Yeah.
504.
Get it 1-2.
That would be five numbers, but all right.
But Nick, your personal car doesn't have the frosted tips.
If I could have frosted tips, I would.
It's the dumb invention, but go buy one because they're cool anyway.
Especially because, Nick, this car has one of my favorite features. It has really good wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Like, when I got into the car, I didn't even have to touch nothing. I was just able to get it, and I was able to put in my phone, and it was fine. That's all I needed to do, which is, that's all the most that I really want to do when I get into the car, you know? If I were you, though, I would opt for the larger 12.3-inch display. And you'll also enjoy in-dash navigation. I don't use it, but you might. And a premium 9-speaker JBL stereo system. Because when you have a car concert, you really need the acoustics to be on point. Plus, Nick, this Venza has all sorts of safety stuff. All it needs is a big, giant bubble, and you'd be immortal, I feel like. I feel like, though, you should just go on and get the XLE version because the nightshade's pretty cool. That's the one that we had, Nick, and you get black things on it, like black accents and black trim and black wheels and just everything black. But the XLE model, you're not giving up a whole bunch and for not a lot of money. Really cool safety stuff. Like front and rear parking sensors, also 19-inch aluminum wheels. So the XLE gives you more stuff for less dinero. You know what I mean, Nick?
Our Auto Exit is going to be right back. We're going to have Brandon Grimace. He's going to be here from Jeep.
More of Our Auto Expert with Nick Miles is coming up.